Hi, everybody. This is Dan Young.
And Becca Harrison.
We want to welcome you to this week's episode.
Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday.
Where each week at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, we go live on Facebook and discuss today's most important health topics.
Enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to
everybody.
Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday.
Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday, the one and only. We hope that you are getting amazing benefit and value out of our weekly sessions. We certainly enjoy bringing them to you.
We do. We have fun.
Yeah,
we yes. do. We're also always looking for topics because we want to make sure we cover what you want us to cover.
Yeah.
So if you have a question, concern, or a topic you would like us to cover on one of these, please feel free to drop a comment. Or just let us know. We would be happy to put that into our schedule. We have that happen all the time, and we always appreciate when people do
yes.
that.
Yes. Today's topic was one I think we were going to try and do a week or two back. And
it was actually going to be last week's topic.
And
then we had some reschedules.
We got a little distracted, but we have the opioid crisis in America. It's real. It exists. It's unfortunately... not going anywhere, and I've got some interesting things I want to share. My favorite man to go, my go-to man, Mr. Dan Murphy. I want to give you a little background on Mr. Murphy. He's been doing this work for about 40 years. He has two clinics of his own, and he is a full professor at Western States College in Northern California. He teaches all the advanced graduate classes. His primary focus between his clinics, if he's not in his clinics in either California or Nevada, then he is testifying in major court cases across the country at large numbers of money every hour that they pay him for his expertise in the area of nutritional therapeutics, also including chiropractics and light therapy devices, okay? So he is one of my go-to gentlemen in the arena of continuing education research, things that we can use from PubMed, things of that nature that are substantiated, that's science-based, it's clinically driven, it's double-blind placebo-controlled studies, on and on and on and on. And Dan is the go-to guy. If you want to check him out at danmurphydc.com, please do. There's lots of free information there. But get educated. This gentleman is, I have a high degree of respect for him only because he looks at both sides of the equation from a practical manner and then presents the facts. And so today's discussion, this is just about a 20-page excerpt from what he provided in a class that we did that I think it was Cora and I went to last year in May. Spent the weekend with Dan in Bozeman, Montana. It was amazing. And there's some alarming numbers here. And these have all been verified. I'm going to share some of them. This one comes from the Mayo Clinic National Health Checkup on 1,270 U.S. adults by Michael B. Smith. This appeared in the USA Today, November 9, 2018. 94% of patients who choose an alternative to opiate pain relievers, they would choose it if they knew it was available to them. Unfortunately, only 25% are asked for it by the doctor. So there's part of the problem because we know opiates, when it comes to pain, really works good, okay, one time. And then after that, it is more addictive than heroin. And there's the problem that we run into. And this is not...
And one of the stats we came across is that about 80% of people who use heroin first misused opioids.
Yep. There's a strong correlation between moving away from pain-relieving medication that after one dose they got relief, but then they had horrendous addiction to, and they moved on into more controlled substances, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Very common. This is out of the Wall Street Journal, Tuesday, November 20, 2018. And this is all the information here. I find it kind of interesting. Opiate makers and distributors are fighting a novel New York State law that aims to collect hundreds of millions of dollars from the industry to defer costs that the state's being put through with opiate crisis. This is just 2 years ago. Here's what most people don't realize. You can get a kilo of poppy, the raw source for this, $3,500 a kilo, turns into $10 million in street value. There's the problem. $3,500 investment in its raw state brought to this country becomes $10 million in doses to people. And these companies are...
So addictions and 760,000 deaths since 1999 is apparently not a concern.
Yeah, apparently.
Weird.
2010, there was 3,007 deaths. And in 2017, just that year alone, there was almost 30,000 deaths. Three times more deaths than the confirmed virus that we're currently having waved in our faces. So, according to the CDC... So I don't know who we want to listen to. I guess we get to choose who we listen to. But this is a big problem, and it hasn't gone anywhere. Even this guy, Michael Bloomberg, some of us like him, some of us don't. Doesn't matter, right? He gave $50 million to fight the nation's opioid epidemic, right? $50 million of his own money to fight this problem because the street value versus the raw value is so... horrendously high for these people who are making billions and hundreds of billions of dollars in just this one situation. And if we think that China might be a problem, they're more of a problem in more ways than one. Deadliest export, fentanyl, flows into the U.S. China's most consequential export here is fentanyl, the illicit drug killing people in this country at the rate of nearly 80 people a day. 80 people a day.
Wow.
Dying from this. What happens is they fall asleep and their lungs collapse. They die in their sleep. They die of, they lose respiration. So, and this just goes on and on and on and on. 12/13, 2018 from the USA Today. Fentanyl is now USA's deadliest drug. That's our deadliest drug being distributed by, pain specialist. It's the first time the synthetic opiate has been the nation's deadliest drug. From 2012 to 2015, heroin topped the list. Not anymore. In the last 5 years, it has been fentanyl being distributed. 40% of people listed as dying of a cocaine overdose also had fentanyl in their system. 4 out of 10. After fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine were the deadliest drugs in 2016. And this just goes on and on and on. Something that's very interesting. This book, The Hacking of the American Mind, you might want to pick up a copy and read it, explores how industry has manipulated our most deep-seated survival instincts, science behind the corporate takeover of our bodies and our brains. Apparently, government has studied some of their tactics. So this just goes on and on and on. So we have a real problem. And Dan Murphy, when you go to his site, Dan Murphy's really about, you know, he's really like into chiropractic. He's really into nutritional therapeutics and light therapy. He's been doing this stuff for 40 years. He's an amazing educator. He's an amazing professor. He's one of the few people that I go to on an annual basis every year with Dan somewhere in the country getting continuing education because I have to continue my hours every year, required hours to maintain my board certification. So he's a really reliable source, and it's hard to find those. Especially in today's climate, where it seems to be people are more fear-driven than fact-driven. And so know
more
who
you... money drives information.
And then the money, go where the money is. What is that old saying? Follow the money? Yeah, that's when any problems out there, you can bet somebody's benefiting from it. Hey, Sarah. Hey, Bart. Thanks for joining us. We got a lot of people on. Hey, guys. Yeah. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. So...
the other thing kind of along those lines is deaths due to medical errors. It's, you know, Johns Hopkins estimated 250,000 a year.
Quarter million people a year.
That are deaths by, in fact, they're saying that it could be now the number three leading cause of death. Because of the way that deaths are documented, that number is realistically probably more closer to 450,000.
Yeah.
You know.
It's more accurate.
Yeah.
So.
So I guess the question is, why aren't we focusing on some of these other things that we have some more influence over?
Yeah, that we can make some good choices over. You know, here's the number one thing. I'll just tell you about myself personally, okay? From the time I was in my late teens, I've always been in some form of pain, right? I was abused my body in football, wrestling, rode horses, got bucked off, got thrown through, you know, I mean, full contact pool back 20 plus years ago in my old barroom days. Okay, so there's...
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, full contact pool.
Yeah,
we play full contact pool. And so chiropractic has been a miracle for me, okay? Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of amazing chiropractors here in Cheyenne, okay? And you really, if you don't have one, you need to get one. You need to develop a relationship with one. And if you don't, call our office. I can refer some men and women to you. But you need to have a really good chiropractor in your, you know, in your repertoire of self-care. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's part of what you can choose to do. Second thing is, you have got to pay attention, people, to your diets, your lifestyle, and your stress. You have to. Now, this has been for everybody, I would have to submit, for everybody in our country, the most stressful year of our lives, okay? It has been inflicted on us, and there's more to it than just public health, okay? If you haven't realized that, 8 months ago, I was on board with, hey, let's close the clinic and flatten the curve and do all these things that we're supposed to be doing. But here we are 8 months later, and this is about other factors. There's other factors, okay? So that being said, you have to take responsibility. You need to go?
Yeah,
that's fine. That's all right. You need to take a look at those factors that, as Becca mentioned, are within your control, okay? Diet, lifestyle, stress, movement, okay? For any of you who have ever watched any of the lives that Becca and I have done on Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday, you'll know that we harp on, we beat the drum, we're constantly going back to
yes.
Get the sugar out of the diet. Stop eating processed foods as best you possibly can. Eat, you know.
And we're guilty of it too.
Yeah.
But we just understand the impact it makes.
Yep.
And the importance of really monitoring that.
Yep.
And recognizing when you do overdo it, that you just got to get yourself back on track to get yourself feeling better.
Yep.
That's your true. Body heals. On what we put into it. If we feed it crap, it heals like crap. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, it does. And with this year being as stressful as it is, do you know emotions drive pain?
Yes.
Emotions, I've seen it, I've experienced it, so
yeah.
Is this one.
Yep.
Most people we know will agree, there's emotional stress that will actually drive these pain thresholds in the body and make it actually worse. So it goes beyond just what you're eating, or if you're not moving or exercising or stretching, doing therapy baths, like our bath at home that we tell people to do,
mm-hmm.
It's an amazing stress reliever.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful for...
It's good self-care.
It's great self-care. You should do it a couple of times a week. It's 2 pounds of Epsom salts.
Yeah.
Dissolved in a hot tub of water.
Mm-hmm.
Two tablespoons of ginger powder in a coffee cup. Pour boiling water in the cup. Dissolve that powder real thoroughly. Add it to there, soak up to here for 20 or 30 minutes. You come out of there like a limp noodle. It's amazing. It pulls that inflammation. It helps promote better range of motion and function.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing de-stressor, okay?
Mm.
I do 1 to 2 a week these days. Every week, you know? So these are simple things that you can do that will make a major impact on how you feel, how your body performs, the pain levels that you're experiencing, etc. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On top of looking at chiropractic, on top of getting a good quality diet in place, on top of doing, you know, there's all kinds of different nutritional support that we can discuss today, you know, over the counter or, you know, from Country Doctors, Standard Process, NutriWest,
mm-hmm.
the primary lines that we carry, okay, that can be really beneficial
mm-hmm.
to, regardless of the type of pain that a person's having,
mm-hmm.
We have found from our experience clinically that there is a counterpart in nature that will support you through it.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as best way I know to put it. There is definitely a counterpart
mm-hmm.
that's a natural, non-invasive, non-toxic, no side effect, doesn't blow up your liver, cause,
We've seen amazing results.
Potential mm-hmm. bleeding, all that. Gets away from that. So,
yeah. Focus on what you can do
yeah.
and how you can be proactive with yourself, your life, your health, all of it. I think one thing we can be grateful for this year is that it has reminded us the importance of our health, right?
Yeah.
And that our body is something we want to take care of if we really want to be here.
Yep.
And this is just kind of a reminder, and maybe let's try and not let the fear in, right? Let's try and let that go. And let's just focus on what can we do to take as best a care of ourselves as we can. What can
yep.
we do to love our body? What
yep.
can we do?
Focus on the solutions.
Yeah.
Focus on the positive. Absolutely.
That's your line.
What's that?
Focus on what you can do.
Yeah.
Because
it's too easy to get distracted by what you can't do. I'm guilty of it. We all have times or moments, right? Ooh, I don't like that the way it is.
And seek out alternatives in your area, because I just can't help but wonder how many of these individuals, it could have been one simple tweak of diet or lifestyle, you know, or maybe a nutritional deficiency or that might have made the world a difference for them, and they might not have needed to even go down this path.
Some of the other possible causes that we think of when you think about acute or chronic pain, not just the chiropractic side, the sugar driving the pathway side, old injuries, right? That's what mine comes from time to time. And I thank God I see a chiropractor on a regular basis. I'm on a program. It gets monitored, you know, pretty consistently, once or twice a month minimum. You know, and I do about a 90-95% job of being compliant, so no one's perfect, right? It's consistency that matters. Consistency is always going to get you the best results in the long run. Wheat germ oil internally, black currant seed oil, turmeric, boswellia, right? These are all different essential fatty acids. Black currant seed oil is amazing for inflammation, can be.
We found S-zymes at bedtime.
S-zymes
at
bedtime.
Or away from food.
Yep. Yeah. I love the use of bromelain. Bromelain's from papaya, or not papaya, it comes from pineapple. Bromelain's an enzyme, right? And I'll have people that are, you know, they'll wake up and they're stiff and they're achy and they're sore and they're having problems. And I'll have them go down to natural grocers and buy, you know, these 500 milligram tablets or capsules, and start with 1,000 a night for 2 or 3 days at bedtime, empty stomach. After a couple of days, you don't feel like it's kind of breaking that inflammation up and giving you some support, go to 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000.
I think the point is that there are several other options that you have. Explore those. You know, if you're not in Wyoming, let us know. We do have practitioners, you know, all over the country. So if you're looking for one, or do your own research, right? Explore your options. That's really the biggest thing that we want to get across. And yes, thank you, Linda. Turmeric is a big one as well. We now
we
have
love
it in
that.
Relief Plus.
We do.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I've been taking here recently, and it's made a huge difference. I had an SI joint go out on me about 3 weeks ago, and I mean, it was brutal pain. Like the last, I guess probably the last week, 10 days, has been very minimal. A little stiff, but it corrected pretty quickly. So very grateful for that. There's another form, too, that we have. Nightshades. Specific foods to avoid in a chronic pain case.
Yes.
It's called the nightshade foods to avoid. Tomatoes, potatoes, yams, peppers. It's just a one-page handout as part of our Nutrition 101 class.
There is a Total Wellness Radio and Facebook Live on it as well, where we go a little bit more in depth.
Yep.
But essentially sharing that certain foods you could be sensitive to. Tomatoes is a great example, because we think of tomatoes as healthy for us, which they are, but for one person, tomatoes could be great, and another person could eat one little grape tomato, and it could completely inflame their body for the next week or 2 weeks.
Yep.
Is it up to 2 weeks?
Up to 2 weeks. One of the things I love, too, is chlorophyll. Oh, I've fallen in love with chlorophyll. I got to share this story with you. Gentleman and his book sitting right up there. Mm-hmm. Health is Simple. Can you grab that? You see that blue spined one right there? This is great. Right there. One more. To the left. Nope. To the left. Right there. The spine says Health is Simple. Your hands on it.
Oh, this one?
Yeah. This guy's awesome. Dr. James Forleo. This is a great read. Okay. There's James right there. There's Mr. James. He's a cool dude, right? He's down in Colorado. And he's one of these guys that runs a pain clinic, okay? Here's his intake. This is part of his intake. He hands them 6 chlorophyll tablets the moment they walk in the door as part of their intake. Take 6 chlorophyll and tell the lady right then and there, on a level of 10 being excruciating and 1 being minimal, what's your pain level right now? 8. Take 6, then they fill out their paperwork, they do all their blood prep, they do all their vitals, right? Letting the chlorophyll sit in the system. About 45 minutes later, they get with this gentleman, James. And the first question he asks them is, okay, it says here on intake, your pain was an 8. Where's that now?
That's great.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about it. It's about a 4, I think.
Wow.
That's how he tests them to see if chlorophyll is one of the nutrients they need to knock pain out of the system. It is amazing.
Wow.
Now, chlorophyll is not inexpensive, okay? It's good chlorophyll, especially in pearls, because of the processing to get chlorophyll can be pretty expensive, right? To get like standard process chlorophyll
quality.
Pearls. Good quality. But that is one of the things you can do. Check with, and that's part of his intake in his pain
wow.
clinic in Colorado. And that's does it with everybody. Doesn't matter what the pain is. He checks to see if chlorophyll, because chlorophyll is one of the most benign substances. You don't have to worry about allergies. You don't have to worry about they're going to have a reaction or the liver is going to mess them up or they're going to get sick to their stomach. You don't have to worry about any of that. Chlorophyll is the closest thing in nature that matches and mimics the blood of a human being.
Mm.
It's almost like getting a transfusion in the moment.
Huh.
And it's great. Chlorophyll is, if you're a vegetarian or a vegan,
mm-hmm.
it is a vegan multivitamin. That's what you give vegans.
Oh, that's great.
So that you can build them up is chlorophyll, okay? You can give it to women who are anemic, right? Or have real heavy cycles and it's real painful. Load them up on chlorophyll. It corrects it from many angles naturally because it supports the body's ability to build up the blood, to help them with pain, and et cetera, right? And the blood loss by going through menses. So chlorophyll is one of those amazing pain nutrients on the planet, blood nutrients, like a nature's blood transfusion kind of thing. It's amazing. And this guy's clinic is based on...
That's way cool.
Yeah,
down
this
in
guy's...
Colorado.
Yeah, he's cool. I like this guy. I met him 6 years ago and at a convention down in Colorado. And that's when Saline River Press released his book that he wrote, Health is Simple, Disease is Complicated. That's the title of his book.
That's
so
great.
Yeah. So, but that's one of his intake procedures. So, anyways, I thought it was worth mentioning.
That's a great title, too. Health is Simple, Disease is Complicated.
Disease is
complicated. Oh, that's so great. That's so great.
From an herbal standpoint, things that have quercetin and chamomile and valerian and hops and white willow, all right? Think of these words as words to clue into when you're trying to help the body normalize its response in a pain case. So, just other things to mention.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So.
All right.
What else we got?
Well, next week we have a surprise show for you. So you have to just tune in. But we go live every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, 1 o'clock.
Mountain Standard Time. And we want to thank you for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe to Total Wellness Radio. Make sure you hit the share button if there is anyone you know that is struggling with pain or perhaps any struggling with prescription overdosing and maybe needs to get some help or maybe needs some encouraging positive support. Please feel free to share with them as well. And have an awesome week.
You guys take care and be blessed. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.